Anthon is a town of 650 people in northwest Iowa. And this Christmas, all of them are getting the same present from Richard Heyman, who's retired from farming and the cattle feed business. Mr. Heyman and his wife Donna live just outside Anthon, and he joins us by phone. Welcome to the program.
Yes.
Do we call people from Anthon Anthonians, by the way?
No, just Anthonites.
Anthonites. Well, tell us about the present that all the Anthonites are getting from you this year.
Well, my wife Donna and I are paying the electrical bill for all the patrons of Anthon, as well as all the business places, school, and so forth.
The whole town's December electric bill. How much does that come to?
About $25,000.
And why? Why did you decide to pay everyone's electric bill this month?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that the Lord has been very good to us in our life, and the people of this community have been good to us also, and we have lived in this community our entire life. I'm 75 years old, and we've spent our entire life here. And as a goodwill gesture to the town, last spring, my wife and I decided to put up a wind turbine that would generate electricity for the town of Anthon for years to come. Those wind turbines will certainly last 30, 40 years.
You were going to put up a wind turbine on your land overlooking
yes,
the town?
Our land joins right onto the city limits of Anthon, and I was going to put this wind turbine up on the edge of our land, and then after had the turbine erected, why, we would have given the turbine as well as a little piece of land that it sets on to the city of Anthon in hopes that it would have reduced the electrical bill for the patrons for the next 30, 40 years by about a third.
What happened to your plan?
Well, we found out as we proceeded that the city of Anthon had a contract that lasts for another 5 years through NIPCO, which is Northwest Iowa Power Cooperative. The only way they would let the town do it is if they charged a high rate for their supplemental power. In other words, Anthon would have still had to buy two-thirds of their power through NIPCO.
You're saying the deal was you can have the wind turbine so long as you don't save any money by it.
Right. In fact, it was going to cost us money. Being we couldn't do that, why, my wife and I decided maybe we could do something else for the city of Anthon's electrical patrons. And instead of giving them a present that lasts for 30 or 40 years, we would pay their power bill for 1 month, and thought at Christmas time would be a nice time, the bill that would be due at Christmas, if that was paid for them.
Well, what do you hear from your fellow Anthonites about this gift of yours?
Well, they're very appreciative of it. In fact, I've got a pile of cards here that, you know, like in the hundreds of thank you cards that I've gotten, and been very, very nice.
Mr. Heyman, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Richard Heyman, he and his wife Donna, have made a gift to the 650 people of Anthon, Iowa. They're paying their December utility bills.